Hello.
Hello, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking
Hi.
with Stephanie Farlow?
Yeah.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I was actually trying to reach out to your patient, Ruth Sexio, but I haven't gotten a response from her. I tried two numbers and they both went to voicemail. I needed to talk to her because I needed to provide her with information that the insurance company gave us about a last date for her services. I was just wondering, are you with the patient at this time?
I actually just ran out to the store, but she is sleeping, but I will have her call you back when I get back. But she said that we talked to her worker, I mean her, is that her caseworker?
Yeah,
Oh, I
the
can't
service
think of her name.
coordinator.
No, what is her name? The woman who works for Keystone.
Well, I wouldn't have the name, but that would be the
Tanisha,
service.
I can't remember. Rashid, I can't remember. But anyway, so what we're doing is we're downloading the Compass app because they never, this happened to her last year. They never sent her the form in the mail. And
Okay.
so they say they're going to cancel her services, but if you don't send her the form to let her know that her services are going to be canceled if she doesn't fill out her paperwork, how would
Yeah.
she know that she needs to do the paperwork?
Yeah, of course.
You understand? So this is what they do. They won't even send the form out, and they'll tell you, "Oh, you didn't fill out, so now you're canceled." So, it's just ridiculous. So what we're doing today is we're going to spend the day uploading that Compass app, and we're going to do everything in the Compass app. And then once we send it, we're going to call social services
Okay.
and make sure that they got all the information. And then if that fails, then we're going to do what we did last year. We went to three different offices last year and had to spend the whole day there. But she's getting cancer treatment now, so she needs her services, and also she's going to be busy with her radiation and stuff, and she's not really going to be able to be running all around to these places. So I'm hoping that works where we don't have to go sit in there all day again. So that's what's happening
Okay.
with that.
Okay, I
I
see.
will call you or have her call you when everything is done and we speak with social services and they give us the okay that everything's all right. And then we can just go from there because
Okay.
I don't trust these people. Because even when you send the paperwork, you've got to be on top of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me know.
Yeah,
I also needed
say
to
your
let
name
you
again.
know, this is Myra,
Okay.
Mayra.
Okay.
And I also needed to let you know that the insurance also gave us a last date for the patient services. It was August 31st, so that will be
Yeah.
the end of this month. And after that, they will either renew or not, that depending on the documentation that you were mentioning.
Yeah,
But
all
yeah,
it
I
has
also.
to do is she has to fill it out and then send in her little ATM slip, because that's what held it up last year. They kept saying she had a bank account, but it's not a bank account. It's a Direct Express card, which probably is technically considered a bank account, but all she has is that card, and all she does is use that card to get her money out to pay her bills, right?
Okay.
So she has to send in that slip for the ATM, and she has to fill out the paperwork, which we're going to do online, and then she probably should just send her Social Security statement in, and then we should be good to go. And there shouldn't be a gap in her benefits because I'm going to keep on top of it. And like I said, if anything happens within the next couple of days where it says that they didn't get it or they try to pull some crap, then I'll have to physically bring her with me to the office. It's in West Philadelphia.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for letting me know. I will also keep you posted as soon as we receive confirmation that the services can continue.
Yeah, like if you hear from them before we hear, just call me or text me and let me know. And then if I hear anything, I'll do the same. I'll call you.
Well, I actually need to let the patient know first, but she is not responding. I was just wondering if you knew the number that she is using right now.
She's got two numbers. I can't remember the house number. But the cell phone is like, it's the same number, 267-778-778. Is it like 8496?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
8469, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's the one I tried. Just let her know to be aware of any phone calls because that can also be the insurance trying to reach out to her and they are not getting a response.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't answer her phone sometimes. I know. But so I'll let her know. If you need, I'll have her call you back when she wakes up.
Okay, perfect.
But
thank
I need
you so
to
much.
I need to do everything from her phone, because it has to be her email address, her phone, for her Compass application. So just give us a little bit, because I want to get that done first.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
All right.
Well,
I'm
going to
do that
so
soon.
Much.
All right.
Stephanie, hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Talk soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.